Congratulations, everyone. You made it to episode 100. Or, I guess, congratulations to us for making it to episode 100. And thank you for being with us till episode 100. Even if you started at the beginning or came in halfway, I don't care. We appreciate it. In order to celebrate our 100-week extravaganza is going to be this episode, which is previously unreleased material. Here's the thing. When you're in Studio Bohagan sitting down with a beer, the mics are hot. Hot mics. And they're picking up stuff that's not intended to be on the episode. Sometimes that stuff's funny, so I just chopped a bunch of that stuff up. Some of it's safe for work. Some of it is definitely not safe for work. Some of it's kind of embarrassing. And it is all being released for you this week. Next episode we're going to have is going to be a truly normal episode 100 with fully hosted. So all of us will be here reflecting on what it means to be in a podcast for 100 episodes. I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. It does not mean much, but it's fun, and we're going to keep doing it. And then the other episode this week will be us broadcasting from the Beer Sauce Shop at 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We're going to be there for Beer School. Here's the thing that Beer Sauce does that's awesome. First Wednesday of the month, I believe, is Whiskey School, or Barbecue School. Second Wednesday is Bottle Share. Third, Whiskey School. Fourth, Beer School. So you always have something every Wednesday. Then they have First Firkin Fridays, which they have all Firkin taps. So just show up, man. There is over 500 cans and bottles of beer. There's over 25 whiskeys independently owned. There's wine. There's rubs. There's barbecue sauces. There's hot sauces. A lot of it is in collaboration with chefs and or breweries in the area. So it's all worth doing it. Go there. And I tell you what, if you're there this Wednesday night and you say, I listened to the podcast and I came out for Beer School, I will buy you a beer. That's all I have to say. I don't care how many of you come up and tell me, one per person, per couple. If your wife doesn't listen, I'm not going to let you have a free beer on her for not listening. You make her listen. If she listens, then maybe I'll buy her a beer. But other than that, also, hey, remember our other sponsor who's been with us for a long time, too. That is Bomber Jackets. Go to www.mybomberjackets.com or go to the Beer Sauce Shop and get yourself a bomber jacket for all your 650s, your 750s, your 16-ounce, your 12-ounce, your bottles, your cans. Clap your hands, everybody. I'm just saying, go check them out. Use the Rapcast, promo code RAPCAST15 to save 15% on your entire purchase with free shipping. The designs are awesome. He's a great follow on Instagram, Twitters. Alex is a good dude. He's doing it for a living. He's hustling. He's making it happen. And you should reward him by buying his shit. Okay, that said, I don't know what else I have to say. I think that's pretty much it. I hope you enjoy this episode. I thank you for being with us again. It's a Sunday night. It's 6 o'clock. The flop's out getting a tattoo. The Bender's on the road from somewhere. Badger's home taking care of the little baby Badger. And I'm drinking a double of Four Roses whiskey and about to watch, I think, wrestling, because I very seldom get to watch pay-per-views because the flop's not a big fan of it. Here's a spoiler about her, guys. She's not perfect. She's pretty awesome. She won't watch wrestling with me, so I don't know what I'm going to do with her. I think I'm done. I think I'm done rambling. Once again, thanks. And here comes this episode. And we'll see you in the next 100. Or actually, we'll see you at episode 101 when we do the... we're going to do a marathon episode of Plain Drunken Quest. And it's going to be a good time. It's going to be our board game episode. We love board games. So, till then, cheers. And we'll see you down the road.
Random Ass Podcast.
It's like they're anti-magnets. What's that word? When it's not a magnet, it goes the other way.
Oh, it's
an anti-magnet.
Is that a real term, anti-magnet?
Sounds good.
like polar opposite.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Well, I actually think that's it.
Anti-magnet. Yeah. Let's roll with it.
Anti-magnet.
Sounds like a villain. And some kind of
Magneto's twin brother.
Anti-Magneto.
This is creative. That's why I didn't write comics. I wanted to. Never got into it.
I got a buddy who does. He wrote one.
He writes them?
Yeah, he co-wrote one. His name's Sam Tier. Veda. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm. Veda, I know a lot about comics.
Assembly Required, some shit. It's I think it's relatively new.
Do you remember the movie Batteries Not Included?
Oh, hell yeah.
That was a, that's just a feel-good robot movie from space.
Feel-good robot.
It wasn't even robots. Do you remember that?
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Strong, but good.
What kind of ale? Is that like a, what, a scotch ale?
Yeah.
Scotch ale's a shit. Or
this is a coffee porter.
Coffee porter?
A scotch ale. This is completely opposite of a scotch ale.
Let me see it.
A coffee porter.
Is it a coffee porter?
Do you taste any scotch in that at all?
No, sometimes you do.
And an ale? Look at this.
Or stout no, with coffee added.
Or stout. So, look, right. Look there. You can't see through that. There's no ale there.
Sorry, man. 2014.
Brewers in St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the newer ones.
Well, mm-hmm. that's our, right now, our in vogue brewery.
Yeah.
They're getting all the awards.
They're like super classy.
Bourgeois.
Yeah. When I went there, I ordered cheese curds.
Yeah.
Thinking it was going to be like fried cheese because I was hungry.
Yeah.
And it comes out and it's like a block of cream cheese sliced up with some chives in it. And like, I mean, it was good.
Sure.
It
got the job done.
It wasn't fried, which is what I wanted.
I was at Heavy Riff like 3 months ago.
Where's that at?
That is in Dogtown.
Okay.
And they do not have their own beers yet. They're contracting them out. But the owner I actually worked with back in the Outback days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was one of my bartenders.
Like, you mean out in the shit with Crocodile Dundee? Or?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then making fillets and blooming onions out there.
By the way, all this stuff, I keep all this stuff now.
Do you?
So one day, if we ever want to just piece together a bonus episode.
Random bullshit topics.
Of random. As soon as I finish this, we'll get started. So. All right, everybody be quiet. Nobody talk. Ignore it. Imagine music started.
Welcome, everybody.
You can't do that. Yeah. You can't do that. You got to stop that. That's illegal. All right, here we go. Silence.
I'll be Rick.
You, be Rick. Over there.
You kill that zombie. Michonne.
My name is Rick, and I like to kill people who want to kill zombies, too.
Wait, when did Rick become, like, from New York?
I don't know.
Over there. Can you guys hear me in the microphones?
No. Yes. Can you hear yourself in the microphone?
Well, I feel like I'm not.
Well, when you talk like this, like you're eating the microphone.
Speaking of tractor trailers, did you guys see the news yesterday? The one on...
The flipped or something?
I drove by it, and it wasn't just
flipped. See, now you're super loud again.
Yeah,
just
I turned this up a little bit. It wasn't just flipped.
Uh-huh.
The cab was hanging off the side
before the
bridge on 370.
It was like something out of the
movies. Yeah, it was awesome.
Something.
I was trying to figure out
Everybody
okay, though?
He would have had to scale out of it. I don't know how it happened, but he was like... He was fucking Paul Walker in Fast 7.
Yeah, I was going to say, John McClane and...
yeah, that'll work too.
Die Hard, whatever.
What the hell you doing?
So, like, we practiced it. So, like, you're supposed to walk up with your kid.
Okay.
And he takes it. Rachel takes it. I wasn't supposed to take it. Well, I all of a sudden have allergies this year and was like fucking completely out of it, sneezing my ass off, and I'm waiting for Rachel to be like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
She just like walks away. I'm like, where's she going? And her Uncle Ronnie's like, you're supposed to be up there. I'm like, oh, but I didn't know if like I should go or if I should stay, if it was too late now. And she comes back and she's like, I can't believe you didn't fucking go up there. And I'm like, yeah, that was my
to get
bad.
Communion though?
No, you're supposed to go and, like, support your kid as he
Oh.
Yeah.
You think that's a little better?
Right and left, yeah.
John, throw that one, see if you think that's
that
a little
better. That just means everyone now knows that you don't
Rachel
believe.
Just looked like a single mom, that was all. She was not happy with me, though. She's like, that's not fucking funny. I'm like, I know, I'm an idiot. What do you want me to do, though?
Now talk.
Hello? Oh my god, it's so loud in my ears.
Your volume's right there. All right, let me... I wonder just to try something.
Hello, 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 hello. I don't think I'm going to make myself talk this loud the whole time, though.
It's called projecting your voice. It's what you got to do. If we were in the theater, you'd be yelled at.
Do you feel like I have a different voice, like I talk more mellow?
You talk way more mellow.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You just do it. And so does Bender. Or Bender will, you know.
Bender sounds like this!
Yeah, but not normally. Normally, he just kind of does that, and then he will get into that voice. But yeah, it's not his normal voice.
And I've always just been quiet, so.
Yeah, you're odd.
Little sweet boy.
Little soft guy. Sweet boy.
Little
that's
sweet
what you
boy
want.
I am.
Yeah, are also called Kiss of Death. You went from being a sweet boy, somehow you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Then
it became sweeter.
Test, test.
Test, fuck Dwayne. Test.
All right, go ahead, get away.
Put those on if you want to hear yourself, see how, like, you can compare to what I'm sounding like. And
penis. 1, 2, 3.
Vagina.
Penis.
Vagina.
Penis.
Vagina.
How about right now?
You can't hear shit. No, you have to be, like, right up here on it.
Yeah, and once you sit down and you push it out to you, it'll be more natural, so it'll be feel a lot better than...
So you're telling me if I just go ahead and push back, it does feel natural, and I should just let it go?
When if you feel some pressure,
that's
then
right.
You want to...
All right, so just push back.
I keep all of this stuff in my sound levels so I can later put in a best of the stuff that didn't make the cut.
That's fantastic. I'm going to go ahead and say tonight you should just like edit out every third word I say so I just sound like a salty motherfucker.
Would you be quiet, woman?
That would kind of give her editorial control, though. And
I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, she acts like she has a lot of influence on here just being my wife.
Not so much.
You're in control of the person that's in control. That seems to be pretty influential. I mean, that's the definition of.
Yeah.
I always heard, you know, that you have the muscle to move the couch, but she has the muscle that makes you want to use that muscle.
That's true. That's true. That's true. All right, here we go. We're going to go in just a second. We're going to be quiet, and then I'm going to start, and we're going
to
go.
Why do we have to be quiet? That kind of defeats the whole point of this.
Be quiet.
Are you ready?
Are you experienced?
You going to put that on?
Yeah, I am. I like these better. It feels better.
Yeah?
With Tom, then I can't hear Tom because, well, I'm retarded. I can't hear
Tom. Literally, you can hear Tom. I would almost argue you hear nothing but Tom and me and no outside interference.
There you go.
What a day. Hey, you know what? I did spray paint my pool. I spray painted all the rust because we got a guy coming by tomorrow.
You should have spray painted more rust.
It's the worn out metal chic look on our swimming pool.
Yeah, it's
it wasn't Hoosiery enough being above ground.
Right.
When are you gonna take that thing out? You talk about it every year.
I'm not taking it out. I'm selling the house. Why do you think I spray painted the rust away?
Good point.
That when we take pictures of the
you won't
backyard,
see. It. We could have photoshopped it.
Apparently, that's illegal.
What?
Apparently.
Oh, that makes sense.
What's illegal?
Photoshopping and enhancing your images.
Yeah, it would make
you know, like
sense.
Making your house look nice, but there's really like a dead body outline
that's
on the
false
ground.
False advertising. Ooh, we should put dead body outlines
in
there.
That'd be great. I don't know. Sometimes I think about getting a tattoo.
And then you think.
Oh, why can't you should get the rap cast tattooed on you.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it on the other arm.
Yeah.
Why don't you get Twitter handles? Jambinder J, Humbletown.
You're gonna have to. I like to change mine up every once in a while, so you're gonna have to keep Xing those out.
What if you got the Rapcast logo, the original one,
yeah,
with you and Jeremy's faces on it, and then like there was like a falling out, and you hated each other, and you
put
have
an X
Jeremy's
on it.
Face on you for
just
life?
Put an X on it. Now
it's chic, Le Freak.
Oh, it does have that like
holy dick balls. That's a weird taste.
Dick balls.
Oh, wait, I do got that rolling.
Good.
That is a weird taste.
Holy
it's
dick
It's good.
Balls.
It's just a little bit of a punch. Yeah. I was going to say episode 50 was pretty good. I liked it. Had a little bit of everything. Some baseball, some...
Oh, 51? Or was that 50? Yeah,
that was
50. 50, yeah.
And casual racism.
Yeah, that wasn't casual. That hit you right upside the head.
Yeah.
Tickety talk, talk, talk.
In the mic, woman.
1, 2, 1, 2.
In the mic. Talk in the mic.
Meow.
I don't want you to meow. I just want you to talk.
Hello, my name is Missy.
That's better.
And I am Pissy.
That's true.
One more time.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, we're going. What are we drinking? ESB from Red Hook.
It's a bitter. Bitter.
Oh, nice. I'm recording, by the way.
I know.
Oh boy, that's a bit much. They're gonna like that.
You're not gonna put that in the podcast.
I will in episode 100 or 50 or 1 year. That's you.
Well, you already hit 50. 1 year's coming up, and 100's a long time away. So, which one are you going to do?
One year.
Get your shit together when you threaten
you
me.
You don't have to yell at me.
When you threaten me.
I'll threaten you anytime I want. Are we ready?
When I went to... dads with donuts last year, the kid sitting next to him was super confused and trying to ask some questions. He was like, I don't get it. He like literally said that. He goes, I don't get it. He goes, in my house,
we're both white.
My dad and mom are white, and I'm white. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have to have a white mom and dad. You can have one or the other. And he's like, I don't get it.
Oh, careful, John. Get it, John. Get it.
It's not going
anywhere. I don't
know
why.
Get after it.
It's kind of like when you, like Kaylin, she will bring up, oh, but so-and-so's not married. Why do they have kids? I'm like, well, I wasn't married to your dad when I had you. In theory, you want to be and married
yes.
and have children.
Yeah. You just keep her talking about that whole boom. You've got to be married thing.
Sometimes yeah. the stork yeah. drops it off at the wrong house.
Yeah.
Smells she's like I could hard-boiled just hold eggs yeah, but I gotta
rolled
get
in fecal
water.
Matter.
Yeah. Smells like Bigfoot's dick. Smells like a tootin' diaper covered like, in burnt
oh,
hair.
Sorry, like,
we drank a lot yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
They'll do it.
That will do it.
Yeah.
All right, Melissa, now you've got to talk.
Hello.
Do it again.
You going to hold the mic? Don't you have a stand? I still feel like my mic sounds weird.
I feel like sometimes I do want to hold it because I will actually hold it to my mouth because I turn
you like to
it,
turn, yeah. That's
yeah
right.
Hey,
don't give examples. Just talk into it right
I'm
now.
I'm just saying I turn a lot, so.
There you go. All right.
Turn around.
Describe exactly what you mean.
No, don't do that.
Does
all right, I think we're ready.
Just
right. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you can hear it when you
I don't
turn.
Want to hear it. I want it to be right.
Sure, sorry.
Stop it.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you guys, I'm sorry you guys had to witness this, but I'm going to slap her.
This is going to get real awkward real soon.
It's going to be really awkward. I don't say anything and condone it silently.
Let me check into...
I don't know if we can be friends with Jeremy anymore. We didn't say anything at the time, but...
You hit that bitch.
What is I love this? That you guys were... well, everyone here, I don't know where you stand.
On women's abuse?
No,
I am against it.
No, well, no.
Firmly in place.
In the political race.
That's a safe play.
You do know where we stand. You got to listen to the podcast.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't always have time. But
wow.
Yeah.
Okay. They do from time to time.
Unless we're all dead.
From time to time, you can hear my hear that?
We're all dead.
Listen, John.
You need a dead mouse for yours.
That's my mustache.
Yeah. Who wants a mustache ride?
I do.
It doesn't creep me out.
This is my beard.
That doesn't bother me. Hold You're on. The one who licks that mic, Hold not on. Me. Also, again, never
That's
use that mic.
Aggressive.
We're gonna find a point where he goes, ooh.
Icky.
How gross can you go? All right, are we ready? I think we're ready.
Where'd you get that board?
No, it's a new one. You just haven't seen it yet.
What the fuck?
Try it again, Bender.
It fell out of the podcast, guys.
All right, Tom.
I sucked at eye combat.
Oh, you did it. There we go.
Were any of us actually good, though?
I feel like
did
we
you
got
go
better
online
as we
and see
went.
The thing
oh, that was loud.
Stats? I was second to last.
I only heard that Bender sucked. That's all I heard about
was
it.
Was I last?
No.
No, there was one of the kids was last.
Wasn't me, though.
Yeah,
but I didn't understand it though because I think you had more kills than me, but I died less and my accuracy was better.
I had 47% accuracy, 12 kills and 23 deaths.
Huh.
I mean, I mean, I'm about that good at Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was doing all right till the last sniper game, and then things went awry.
I think the last sniper game is where I actually sit. Like, earn some ground.
Yeah, I came back around on that.
Yeah, because I got tired of, like, crawling around. I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to run and gun. And that obviously was not working out.
Do we have any?
No, you guys poo-pooed on the idea that I had.
I feel like...
I've got two things.
I feel like you don't understand what I'm trying to tell you.
No, I know. No, I don't care.
I have a bunch.
I got a bunch.
No, I didn't do any. You guys poo-pooed on it. You called audible.
Well, nobody, you're the captain of this ship.
Since when are you bullied?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not bullied. Sometimes I like
I'm to. I'm the captain now.
Keep the peons happy.
I'm the captain now.
All right, everybody be quiet.
Oh, you're the captain.
You just snuck in there and got the Bender seat. Well, actually, it was your seat once, too. So.
That's right.
Yeah, Bender, he can eat it.
Suck a duke.
Speaking of eating it, where is he?
I gotta say, those wings look pretty tasty.
You know, though, like I said, he suffered miserably last time he ordered those because we were drunk when he ordered them. But he certainly got right back in the game on them.
Yeah, you know, get back on your horse there.
Oh, hey, let's do this real quick. Hold on. Oh, hey, you want me to show you something cool? See if you can hear this. Wait a minute. Let me try it. Gosh dang it. Wrong button. What was it? I think
it was. He just figured out how to mute himself.
Well, I know how to mute us.
You ever see that always?
Wait. I can get
other ones, other ones, other ones, other ones, other ones, other ones, other ones,
other ones, other ones. Turn up the
what?
It's off now.
The main reason after I got out of the restaurant business, I didn't cook for like 3 years is because I didn't have anybody to clean my dishes for me.
Is that why you
really missed that part of it?
So it's not love between him and the wife. It's just someone to cook, clean for him.
Really?
Sure. We got our first autograph.
Oh, man, yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Come on over.
We'll have to talk about that.
We are not famous.
All right.
I think she
thinks we're something more important.
No. They're having fun.
I think we're being made fun of.
Yeah, that's okay. We're drinking and they're not old enough, so they're jokes on them.
All right.
Hey, that's finally where we can hear you.
Hooray.
You don't even have to eat that mic.
I know. I wasn't even right on it.
All right. Tommy?
Hooray.
Time's low.
Yeah. Hello? One more time.
Hooray.
Nope. That's better.
Try a different word.
No.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, see, then you went down like this and started talking.
Just talk like a normal goddamn human.
Yeah, for real. Hey, look, see, we heard that.
All right. How about that?
Put your headphones and tell me how loud they are. I hope they're not hurting your ears. I'm singing to you. Turn on your mic. Now can you hear my song?
I've been hearing it. Tag team, back again. Check it to wreck it. Let's begin.
You know, I am recording this.
That's okay.
I mean, one day there's going to be a...
highly doubtful you're going to go through... This is a year of stuff.
All the outtakes, all the stuff I do, I keep little clips of it separate. Yeah, because that's how I roll.
This is how you roll.
It's good.
Well, Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Are we saying Merry Christmas? Or are we doing the Happy Holidays?
Happy Holiday.
All right, let me...
We're going to say Merry Christmas in America again. I'm pretty sure you still could. I don't think anybody was really.
Are you
going to
pour yourself a big beer? Are you going
to
get your big bear ready?
Yeah,
or are you?
I'm going to get a big beer ready.
All right.
I guess we should. Are we spoilers?
No spoilers. We're going to do it without spoilers.
We are doing it without.
Did you see it?
It's the first week. Right? It's the first week still.
Whatever.
You don't have to spoil it.
I say we talk about it.
You don't have to spoil. We're better than that.
No. What I'm saying is, I think we talk about it at the very end.
Oh, I was going to do it right out of the beginning.
See, I was gonna suggest save it to the end and say, and if you haven't seen Rogue One, cut it off now.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't spoil.
Okay. All right, no spoilers. Okay. Fine. Although it's two to one says spoil.
No, do not spoil. We don't want to spoil. If it were another week, give them 2 weeks or so. But
All right.
We can do it. All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's kind of stole my thunder. No, I'm kidding.
I just want to say everyone dies.
All right, I do too. All right, are we ready? Here. All right, be quiet.
1, 2, and 3 is all we're using.
Missy's not going to join us. She's going to stay with the ladies.
I think it'll be hard with the kids. Oh, you turned me all the way off. Did I? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you turned yourself all the way off, too.
Are you good?
How about now?
Whoa. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
Yeah, right. We're gold. We're up a little loud. That's all.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, hey, now we're good. That's perfect.
This is why we need a producer, goddammit.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats.
Well, the producer for... the beer, drink mo beer guys. That guy took like 3 hours to set up that first time we met them. And then they fired him.
Did they really fire him?
Well, they say he ruined ours.
Yeah.
Or they just didn't want to. You need a little bit of head with that beer?
It's all right. So make sure I don't spill on John's nice table out here.
Oh, if I'd have known we were going to be out here, I'd have actually cleaned it. I swept out here earlier. And since I need to actually get a real door now that the Milo's dead. But because he broke he broke like three of the other doors I've had.
How do you die? You murdered him?
Yeah. I mean, I held his hand while he died, his paw while he died.
Technically, you weren't the trigger man. You just
I cried. So I'm sweeping out here today. There's like leaves and shit in here, and every time I'd get a good pile to the door, the wind would blow and push them all right back in. Like, God damn it.
Hello? Is it me you're looking
for? Is it me?
See, that's too loud.
Who
Who's that girl? Who's that girl?
That is too loud. I got it down. Boom.
Who's
I got it.
Who's that girl? Who's that girl? It's right just...
Lou, don't get dumb.
Is so cute.
Lou, don't get dumb.
Is so cute, me.
You are so cute to me.
To me.
Can't you see
that Louie is so cute?
Ooh, he's so cute to me.
Every time I walk in the living room, he comes down from upstairs. He looks so cute. I cannot stand his face. He looks so cute.
Great. George Takei? How do you
say
it?
George Takei. Yes.
He does say it. He says that. Like, there's one scene.
Everybody
where
do your best George Takei real quick.
That was not even. Oh, my.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, my.
Yeah, he says that. And I was like,
how many times do you think he's done that when he's on Sheep to Guy's Dong?
I'm glad I record all this stuff because one day I'm putting it as a best of. Like, yeah. We're going to just, our best of outtakes.
Yeah. How disappointed are you if you unsheathe and he doesn't say it?
I'm pretty disappointed.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you got to go with realistic expectations. You know if you have an oh my dong or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I think he's supposed to make you feel better, right?
You know if you're a grower or a shower.
Here, if you hear this, listen.
Sounds like a pretentious bastard.
It does.
Hear that?
Chadwick.
Hey, Bender, hear this?
Chadwick. That's gross.
He has his sweater over his shoulders.
All right, I'm going to get this beer down and cross the team.
You know, like when people don't understand when I say my name, a lot of times they say Chad. I'm like, do I look like a Chad?
A little bit.
How the fuck do you not understand when you say John Bender?
I think it's the way I say it. I don't know. Well, I say John.
Oh, I get it. I thought you said Phil.
Yeah.
You're fucking idiots. That's their fault. That's
I
their
know. Everybody's like, Chad?
If your name
How many
was
times has that actually happened?
Like, Chad, at least twice.
You do look like a Chad.
There's not a lot of that movie I remember except for that line in the end when he hits him in the head with the lawnmower blade. That's all I remember.
What are you doing that blade?
Reckon kill you.
I think, wait, there's a scene Yoakam where
he... Dwight Yoakam's biggest asshole in that
movie. Yep, he is an asshole.
I don't know.
Where he kicks all of his friends out.
Friday Night Lights?
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Tim McGraw's not in that movie.
No, I was going on
in Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights, he was a douche.
I was just thinking about that movie the other day.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why.
Never seen that movie.
Good.
Really? Yeah. Have you seen the predecessor / B movie version of Varsity Blues?
Of
course.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go down that road, John, and you're giving your age away, it's actually All the Right Moves is the original.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that one.
That's the Tom Cruise high school movie.
That's pretty much the same movie.
With Coach. Hayden coach? Fox is the coach in that.
And the love interest is Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson.
Wait,
she gets naked in it.
I'm thinking of the one with Molly Ringwald.
That's Pretty in Pink. That's 16 Candles.
No.
You can just go through the list.
What's the guy that just...
Fred Armisen.
No.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Corey Haim and Molly Ringwald.
What?
I think it's the one with Charlie Sheen, where Charlie Sheen's the athlete.
Oh, Lucas. It's not Corey.
It's
Corey.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's
Corey. Yeah, it is Corey.
It's Corey Haim.
Yeah.
That is I love that movie. Every time it comes on, I watch it.
I always think it's Tom Cruise in that.
It's Luca not Molly Ringwald.
What's the one with Haim and Feldman? Is that
that's the lady from
Dream.
Goonies.
Isn't that Molly was just Feldman.
No, that's not Molly Ringwald. It's the
We're just one of the guys.
Yeah,
they only were in two movies together.
In the Goonies.
Yeah. Yeah,
they
was
were
also the
in,
cheerleader in Lucas.
The vampire movie.
Lost Boys.
Lost Boys. Good
and
movie.
What was there one?
Well, they were in the awful sequel to Lost Boys that came out DirecTV.
Both of them?
But they were, he was at the end of it, the very end of it.
He wasn't dead?
Corey Haim, he was not dead yet when the sequel came out. And he shows up, and it turns out he's a vampire at the end of it.
Oh.
The other one was, didn't they meet in Fox and the Hound? Wasn't that where they met?
I don't
Maybe.
Know.
In real
they're,
life?
They're in a comedy. They're in a teenage comedy movie.
License to Drive?
Wait, are you talking about the Coreys? They met in some producer's bed.
Is that like a that's real a story?
No, they've been friends since they were kids, right?
I mean, you read a lot of like documentary. I mean, a lot autobiographies. Corey, so I figured you might.
Corey Feldman has said a lot that they were both sexually taken advantage of in their younger years.
Yeah, and Corey and held on to that love for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and that's why they were so fucked up.
All right, let's get this.
It is Corey Feldman.
Dream a Little Dream. They are both in it.
Oh, they were both in that, but that's an awful movie. No, you know, just Dad A. We'll call him Exhibit A.
How much whiskey does it take for Daddy to hit me?
Right. That the answer is 3 shots.
Why is Daddy yelling at Mommy?
Because Mommy's a bitch.
Because you touch yourself at night.
What happened to the dinosaur? Got a little dark. Got a little weird.
You ever watched
got a little weird.
Family Guy, like,
why did dinosaurs die out?
Yeah, you touch yourself
at night.
Down,
oh, that's it.
You touch yourself at night.
He just goes.
I thought we just got a glimpse into what it's like in your house.
Yeah, no.
I like it.
Like, I think
couldn't drink a lot.
It's like seeing a movie that you think is going to suck.
Which is pretty much every movie Saturday night. Jeremy's like, let's watch this. I'm like, fuck.
That's not true.
And you're into it?
But like 20 minutes in, I'm like, already hooked.
Yeah, yeah. You better change your tune, woman. Are we ready?
We recorded.
We both
the,
stand a lot, don't we?
Yeah, but we recorded last week.
Don't try
the
to
challenge,
connect to my
and I was I was constantly moving.
We're the ones that the fans like the most.
Bitch. All right.
I said, bitch.
I like how you tried to censor yourself like there's a child down here.
For what?
Technically, there is.
No. He was doing a key and peele. Yeah, that's what I said. I said.
Oh, okay. Now I know this.
How do you like
okay.
your new board?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to get a smaller USB one because that one's big to take places.
Like a travel one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that way I can just keep the travel stuff packed.
Right.
And won't have to worry about it. All right, let's go.
That's when you just need sponsors to actually give you money.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Do a Kickstarter.
A product.
That's the dream.
That is the dream.
All right, everybody be quiet. I kind of also toyed with the idea of starting to do a cold open instead of the We Are Back. What do you think?
It's your thing. But no. I just listened to a podcast where they do the We're Back.
What?
Cheaters.
Somebody more what famous than us.
What if we cold open and then I say, oh, by the way, we're recording and we are back.
No, you got to do the We're Back.
You got to do the We're Back.
All right, well,
it's like me not doing Let's Go Blues or him doing...
Well, we've been meaning
I don't
to talk
have
to
a
you.
Thing, so...
We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I got to stop doing it?
Oh, he looks so sad.
That was kind of sad.
Jeremy's recently become a Canucks fan.
Yeah, not done with the Blues. Although, no, they're on fire. I told you if they look like they can make the playoffs, we'll talk about them again.
There you go.
I mean, and when I was younger, I liked the show Blossom.
You would.
Well.
I'm just kidding. I dug it, too.
I had a crush on Six.
She had, Six was good. And she had.
I just liked it for Joey Lawrence, I think.
And a young.
Whoa.
A young.
Whoa.
A young Miami Alec had amazing legs. She was a dancer when she was on that show.
Yeah, she's been on some sort of reality show where they tried to help her fix her
Oh, yeah,
appearance
that one you used to watch.
Because. She got all frumpy.
Oh.
Yeah, a little frumpy.
And not, it wasn't necessarily her body. It's just the way she dressed made her look frumpy. So they helped her figure out a new style and show off her bod. And I think they make her look frumpy on the show, too. Like, they add layers to make her look thicker. Being so tall, like, I just have always, like, slouched over. I dated a guy that was 6'5", and his mom was 5'10". We went out to dinner one night, and I was like this on the table. She goes, sit up. And I was like, oh, shit. We had never gone to dinner after that because him and I didn't last very much longer. But I was like, oh my gosh, okay. Like, cause she was like, you need to have better posture. You're a tall female like me. Be proud. And I'm like, I am proud, but
that's really weird. I'm proud enough to kick your ass now.
No, she was a really nice lady, except for when she was like, set up.
But I know I love you. Have you ever heard my Aaron Neville impression?
It's impeccable.
I don't know much. No, I love you.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
You got it. No, I used to be able to do it a lot better. That wasn't the best one. The key is all up the stutter.
What's your best impression?
Jackass.
Yeah,
he does it on the daily.
Yeah, I practice it often.
That's your best?
I don't know.
Mine's probably Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, yeah,
that one's easy. Yeah.
Kermit the
Frog. I mean,
Frog
not
here.
Easy, but you do it well.
We are reporting live from the pond. Bender's is Dave Letterman just when he smiles.
Yep.
That's it.
Just gappy.
We're going to talk about Letterman
well,
in a little bit.
Letterman my looks own like voices. A fucking hermit. Yeah, you better grow out that
he looks crazy.
Rainbows.
I used to do the... I never do it off the the cuff, but the guy from Family Guy, mm-hmm. the old guy, the
Herbert.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh. Are we ready?
Yes, yeah.
We're ready.
Told them, I was like, this dog gets more excited to see me than my whole family.
Stop it! I pet you. Now stop.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Let's do it. Are. I gotta go play volleyball. So.
What time you gotta go play?
9:30.
9:20. Right. I like that. It's pre-ritual. I have to have one beer before we start.
So you
this
are.
This is your beer
yeah.
right here.
Yeah. One beer there.
Yeah, that's not a ritual. That's called a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go.
Tomato, tomato.
All right, everybody be quiet.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Hmm.
I'm Willy Wonka. Oompa, doompa, dippity doo.
All right, sis. No more noise from you, okay?
Okay. Do your thing, she said.
Do your thing, do your thing, do your thing now.
That fart seems to be lingering.
Pretty awful. It was super awful. All right, now.
I think it might be stuck in my nose. I think Jeremy's friends call it the bow curve.
Yeah, I got the bohannon curve because they're all assholes. They're a bunch of pricks.
And guy's a prick.
Guy's an asshole.
Yeah, what an asshole.
So if you throw in a coyote in your story.
Well, you know what? Just for you, I'm going to throw in a coyote for the story.
No.
I would like to apologize for my podcast foul. I didn't bring any alcohol.
Yeah, that is like, well, first off, that's an against the rules for coming to Jeremy's house in general.
At least you brought laundry to do.
Talk again.
Okay, talk again.
Yeah,
okay. Good there?
Yeah, that's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, you're much better now.
Much like your face, your voice is for radio.
That's good.
That's not true. Your face is pretty ugly, but your voice still sucks.
Ouch. I was trying to be nice.
Ouch. We got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
So
this is just going to be an episode of shit talking.
This isn't going to be story time.
It'll be whatever it wanted to be, Melissa.
Missy does hate our story time.
Organically.
She really does not like the story time.
If you guys had
much
more
due
than,
to the embellishment, I think. More so than anything. The old so-called Bohannon curve.
Yeah. Yeah, we know about it.
I knew it wasn't something I made up.
Is that everybody's phone on silent?
Mine is.
Mine is.
Mine is.
Mine is.
Mine's not. I'm going to keep it up, though.
Yeah, she's just going to be the difficult one.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, guys. You're going to have to take
a fart?
Minute. Yeah, that's bad. It is out and it is bad.
Woo! Seeping from last night.
Ugh.
It's awful.
I haven't even smelled it yet and I got the
chills. Yeah, I'm kind of worried now.
Yeah. Yeah, when you stink your own self, you know something's wrong.
And this is what I live with, Tom.
Every day.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Like, you're killing our brain cells. It's like inhaling gasoline straight.
Mm, yeah.
Except it's not the same smell.
No, it's worse. At least there's people that find gas and huffing appealing. No one finds this appealing.
If somebody huffed your farts to get high, it'd be messed
for
up.
For one, I think the
there's
amount
there's got to
of,
be a fetish for that, though.
Well, then oh, sure. But I'm guessing, isn't there a little, like, the most tiny bit of methane even in a human fart? Not nothing compared to, like, cows and gas. So I guess if you huffed enough farts from a very gaseous person, you might be able to get high. But, man, you talk about on the list of the grossest things ever to do to get high. That would be it.
That would be up there.
Isn't that called felching? In a fart
I'm
fetishes?
Not sure.
Felching something
but
like
I
that?
But I feel like there's...
That sounds right.
Because Tom said this was there's a fetish for it. I feel like maybe you just start bottling your farts and sell it on the internet.
Yeah, what's that called? Rule 43 or Rule 34?
I don't know.
That's
if you think of it, it's on the internet.
Yeah, anything you could think of has been made into a porn on the internet. That's whatever that rule is. All right.
I bet that's true.
Let's just say... Rachel wasn't mad at me. Probably embarrassed.
Yeah, that's the big key.
Yeah.
If she's not mad at you...
She was embarrassed by me, but not mad at me.
That's perfect.
You guys are perfect. But not wasted.
You guys are never going to hear me say this often, but you're perfect right now.
Yeah.
Let me check into this beer.
We are fired at all cues.
What did you just say? Fire and what?
All cues, isn't that
all thing? Cylinders? Fired on all cylinders?
See, told you.
Cues?
I'm tired, man.
Where does cues even come from?
I don't know.
Your P's and Q's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mind your P's and Q's.
We're firing on all our P's and Q's.
Yeah, you're not salvaging this one. You know, did you ever hear how they got their name?
I have, but I forget the story.
So he had a dream. The lead singer, the man that organized the group, had a dream one night. Mm-hmm. And in that dream, they were at a club dancing, having the best song, time to dance music.
Yeah.
And he had to go to the bathroom. And he went to the bathroom, and instead of male and female, it said Chumba and Wumba.
That's how he got the name for their band.
Mm. That was my high school girlfriend's favorite song.
Oh, you gotta go fuck yourself. For real? How in the world is that anyone's favorite? That's like Barbie Girl. Maybe that might be a step below.
I remember, like,
it was her, like, being getting hyped school, up song.
I remember being in a high school dance right now, like, with her. Like, that song playing and her just being like, come dance with me. And just like, oh, I just want to go to someone's house and drink.
I
just want to go to someone's house and drink.
Tom no one right dances to this. This ain't going to work out.
Oh, my God.
Hey, she did me a favor by breaking up with me.
Yeah, that story's going to make the edited room 100th episode week.
That one right there? The microphone's in on, so I don't know how.
It picked him up good.
Good. Hey.
My mic's not on.
Your mic is on.
My headphones aren't on.
Your headphones aren't plugged in. That's completely different, John.
Oh, that's a different story.
That mic's not on. No, it's your ears aren't.
Yeah.
All right.
Something's wrong.
Let's give them something to talk about.
A little mystery to figure out. Are we ready?
Sure.
Are we doing this?
I miss this shit.
Are we doing it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, you guys shut your mouths in.
Matheny's one of the few guys you can mic up because you know he's not
going to
curse.
What is going on over there? I am trying to stretch this out, and the cords were wrapped up. Get off my back.
Well, they were wrapped up because it was set up for the four of us.
I don't give a shit.
Whoa, that's
getting very cantankerous.
I believe that we need to dial back the intensity level.
I'm like Charlie Sheen. I got one speed. Go.
You're like Charlie Sheen. I have HIV. Wait, that's not it.
Tiger blood?
Tiger blood. Tough kitty.
Maybe that's where I got HIV. He fucked a tiger.
Easy.
No? Okay.
This kind of stuff makes it into the recorded episode. Fucking a tiger. I'm going to take a drink of this, and then I'm going to check in, and then we'll be ready to go.
Speaking of tigers, you're drinking a little kitty.
Yeah, a tough kitty. Well, that's pretty good.
I got to go upstairs.
Warm kitty, soft kitty.
We'll wait for you.
Little ball of fur.
Hey, Lou, is that you?
Criminal? Is that you breaking in?
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, that's good.
Which one you got? Oh, yeah, that one.
That's really good.
You want to try this before and see if you want to try that next?
Sure. What is it?
Okay. It's a Tough Kitty, a milk stout from Boulevard.
I like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go.
Don't yell at us. Chuck it in. Ooh, New Brew Thursday, level 12. Yes. And Land of the Free 100. I feel like that's something.
Bender's got that too, I noticed.
Level 100, though.
Bender cheated last night. He had like 12 check-ins. Yeah, what was that all about? That's cheating.
We're going to talk about that.
Oh, good.
Cheating. I have actually unfriended one of Jeremy's friends on Untappd for doing that.
She is.
Hardcore.
She's right? A cold-hearted snake.
Look into my eyes.
Is it look into my eyes?
I think it's look in my eyes, right?
Because you said listen to my eyes.
It's a cold-hearted snake, and I thought it was look into her eyes.
Yeah, look. Ooh, no, she's a cold-hearted. That makes sense. All right.
I was just, you know what? I should have just not said anything, and then
But listen to my eyes would be completely wrong. That's like in the beginning of Ghostbusters. He goes, shh, can you smell that? Wait a minute, I don't need to shush to
you
do that.
You have to shut down one sense to make another sense stronger.
You make no sense.
No, it's true. If I don't have my contacts in and I'm wearing my glasses are off and Jeremy's across the room, even with as loud as he talks and he says something, I'm like, huh?
That seems more like she's got a neurological problem. Yes.
I'm like, hold on, I need to put my glasses on.
Talk for me, Tommy.
Hey now.
Now you're going to talk like that the whole episode.
I don't know. It was very quiet last episode, I noticed.
You win. Like, well, it's because you were kind of away from it, and then you come into it.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it was.
Always the reason for something that's going on in this
podcast.
Are
we ready?
It's true.
You didn't check me. Look, yeah. I'm not even recording. Just kidding.
Yeah, I did check you. You were over there.
Chit-chatting?
Yeah, just jibba-jabbing. Cut the jibba-jabba.
Go.
Yo. All right, let me check into this beer before we start. This atrocious beer.
I'm really disappointed that I've already had this beer. That was just...
How did you not know that? Yeah, you must have been drunk the first time you had it.
It's just deflating. I'm like, oh, here, this looks like something new. I haven't really tried that many Old Bakery brews.
I've had a couple that I've liked. This is not one. What this called? This was the...
Cerveza con Lima?
Yeah.
You know what, though, I did do? Uh-oh. I downgraded it. Last time I gave it a 3.25.
Holy shit. You were drunk when you tried it.
Oh. Well, usually not that harsh. I feel bad.
My heart was.
She's a lady.
My heart was broken.
We're not on the air, so it's okay.
Tom, my heart was broken earlier.
Whoa, she's a lady.
Because John said he'll never, you know, cheat on Rachel with me because I have kids.
Yeah, he did say that.
He didn't specifically. Actually, target me.
His exact words were, if I'm ever getting another woman or a mistress, fuck a woman with kids. Yeah. Never happening.
Yep. For sure.
He I'm goes, just, all women with kids are disgusting.
I'm going to Jane Silent Bob it.
He said, ew, gross.
I'm going to Jane Silent Bob it. Instead of hanging out outside the abortion clinic, I'll just hang out outside of IVF clinics where they can't have kids. Too soon?
Yeah. Wasn't that you?
Yeah, it was me.
I guess not too soon on your own thing. You're not taking his hat away from him.
Whatever. I hate kids.
You like dicks?
Wow.
I like dicks. I like kids.
You
I like
hate
dicks.
Kids. You hate, I, you hate everyone else's kids.
No, honestly, I kind of hate Vera.
Wow.
I
mean, I love her.
This is going in this, for the uncut episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you? I love her, but
and
God,
there will be no
evil.
Context. It'll just be, I hate Vera.
You always say she's evil, and every time I've been around Vera,
wait,
she's been so sweet.
Let me ask you this question. Right. When you show up to pick up John, okay. Does she look you in the does he look you in the face and go, nope, wanted mommy, just walk away?
Man, she is Rachel's kid through and through, though.
That's pretty good.
Vera does that shit to me all the time. I was like, ugh, if I can punch a baby, it'd be you.
You go, fine.
Well, see you later.
Walk home. Walk home, see you later.
I do. I'm like, all right, well, I'm leaving. You can stay here then. And the babysitter's like, nope.
She got to go.
Yeah. That babysitter, a.k.a. grandma.
No, it's just some lady.
Just some lady. I don't even know her name. She's the babysitter.
I'm not going to throw her out here. I'm not giving up my good babysitting tips.
Yeah. All right.
It's like a drug dealer. You don't want everybody to know who they are.
Is she your drug dealer?
She could be.
Yeah.
It's a good front.
That would be a good
front. It's doubling down, though.
Yeah.
It's a good way to hide it.
Put the drugs in the diaper.
It's a good way to write off your drug purchases and disguising it as babysitting fees.
I feel like pretty good idea. This is podcast gold. We're just wasting it.
Yeah, I think we just came up with the season 2 of Ozark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I never watched season 1.
Write that down. Okay.
You should.
Are we starting?
I will.
We'll start. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm being quiet.
Thanks. Let me take a drink first. Everybody fuel up. Okay, quiet, John.
I think those people are making, like, they put the pretentious in beer snob, you know? Like, people already think that we, like, oh, you can't drink a Bud Light. And then you add that level to it, and it just makes you even look more douchey. Well, maybe I'm just judging.
No, we judge. That's fine. I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
I don't think the big
the only good thing that's
going
come out of that
it.
Page was when that one broke ass chick was doing the chug contest.
Oh my god! I hate the chugs, dude. They talk about that all the time too.
Oh yeah, because you were gonna do it, right?
I was gonna do the non chug. Yeah. But we got so drunk on her birthday that we never did it.
That was a fun day. That might have been the funnest day of the summer.
Yeah, I love Exit 6's beers. Even theirs and their other brewery taps that they have there. My problem with them is I think it's intentional, but they keep the beer at a different temperature than I like. They keep it, I think, 40 or above.
Didn't
when 36
say it was,
is
like,
English style.
English, I thought you said German, because German's
drinking. German too. Yeah, there's a misnomer people say, and I think Charlie in the Geekaholics is like this. He always says, I think that'd be good warm. But
no.
The rest of the world does not drink warm beer,
you know,
by the way.
You know what's good
warm? Whiskey?
Chocolate.
Whiskey?
Coffee.
Whiskey's pretty good warm. But the rest of the world, you go overseas, and it's not as cold as ours,
sure.
But it is not room temperature. It is not, there's no
it's
one.
It's like 40 to 42 degrees.
Yeah, no one drinks warm beer in this world anymore. You know why they don't? Because we invented refrigeration. What'd you say we're talking about?
Louie.
Louie hooey.
Louie, the cutie, but tootie.
As in Louie kablooey?
Louie kablooey.
The huggable puggable, or they meant, it's the lovable huggable puggable.
Yes.
Our dog Lou.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
You gotta speak up so I can hear you.
Yeah!
Oh, that's too loud. That's a hot mic. Pop my ears. Hey, this is the outtakes for episode 100. Do you have anything to add to it?
Bye.
Say, see you in episode 101.
See you in episode 101.
Say, peace out.
Peace out.
Okay, now say, play. Well, let's do a mimic. First off, John says... spread it on. So say, spread it on.
Spread it on.
Tom says, let's go blues.
Let's go blues.
And Mom says, bye.
Bye.
And I say, play the music.
Play the music.
We're done.